It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Yes, Casey. TCU lost. Not only did we lose in the regionals in baseball, but the Aggies came in and stole our coach.
I can't believe y'all lost your coach.
Schlossnagel is now officially a fighting farmer.
Probably just invested in Velcro gloves, too.
Yeah, and Jimbo. Him and Jimbo will be riding around in their new red Camaros.
Chasing sheep.
Maroon Camaros, actually.
Get that one!
Because if you're in College Station.
The shoulder's on her.
Yeah. Jamie Frazier's in the house. What up, Jamie?
Good morning, boys. So, 18 years with TCU.
Yeah.
That's a midlife crisis going on.
Correct. That's what I said.
I mean, you just said it. I copied you. I'm sorry. Yep. But like, he's going to the SEC.
Yeah.
And that's like a whole different ballgame.
I don't know. Maybe he just got complacent and just felt like he needed a new challenge. Does that happen?
I don't know.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, you know, it hurts when, you know, Texas did the same thing when they stole Del Conte from us a couple years ago.
We didn't steal Del Conte. Del Conte wanted to leave y'all's. Y'all's asses.
He was just doing too well up at TCU. You guys had to come in and steal him. That's what happens. Del, you know, we get a good thing going in Fort Worth, and then everybody else comes in and tries
because
to steal.
Because what great universities do, they let you guys take these guys, give them 10 years to figure out all the BS and get it out of them. So now they got it dialed in. And then we'll take him in, have him for 5 years, kick his ass out and get the next
one. I drink your milkshake. That's what it felt like. I drink your milkshake.
Texted in saying, I was wondering what the parents of this weekend's Texas football recruits, you know, with the whole mass shooting, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't really come at good timing.
A little scary.
Yeah, a little scary.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. I felt
my boys were out last night with your boys. Yes, ma'am. What were they doing?
Where were they at? Sixth Street.
Oh no.
Rot Rally.
At this Bible study.
Actually, Rot Rally is fun. Like, it's a fun time to be around downtown. I mean, other than the fact that people are revving their engines at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to get to sleep.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you can hear it. You can hear the Rot Rally when it comes into town.
Oh yeah, all night.
Now it's all the way out to Coda.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm glad it's shifting in that direction because people need some sleep downtown.
You just gotta get more medicated and more alcoholic and be bye bye. you gotta put yourself to sleep in this Rot Rally weekend.
All right, so here's the new kicker, and this is, I'm glad I have you too. The 12 team NCAA playoff.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be awesome.
I think I'm excited. Are you excited, Casey?
I mean, yeah, it's more football.
It's more football and it's more money.
That's so true. How do they decide where it's going to be played?
You take your conference champions. They take the so you get the top four. They get a bye.
Okay,
and then the other six. Top seed has a home game, gets another home game.
Got
and then,
but it's yeah. So it's home games. Whoever has the better record,
top four are they get the bye. The bottom eight play each other at the whoever's, like Casey said, whoever has the best record.
Okay,
and then it goes into like the Fiesta Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and all that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So it's gonna be one more home game, and then you go into like the bowl season and all that.
I think every national championship should be played in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl.
But do the guys that lose in the 12 team, do they still get to go to a bowl? Because
I don't know.
Because that's a home game or a away game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how that works. I'm gonna have to figure that out.
Yeah.
But is there a better college football setting than the Rose Bowl? In Pasadena.
I mean, I've actually never been to it, so you tell me. I mean, I've seen it.
The old Orange Bowl is pretty
The two best college football games I've ever seen were played there.
Really?
Yeah, watching Casey and VY win a national championship, and then also
Rose Bowl is great. It's you know, Orange Bowl when it was at the old Miami Stadium, that was a cool, the real Orange Bowl, you know, that,
right. Yeah.
That was a cool stadium.
No, it was
Rose Bowl's big. It's a great daddy here.
Yeah, we're not talking about, but like my favorite games to watch, and I got to go to a bunch of them because I was based in San Diego, was the Holiday Bowl.
Games are always fantastic.
They're just like wide open, like, you know.
BYU's usually playing.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, stadium's not that nice, but, you know, that's why Chargers left.
Yeah. Yeah. Qualcomm isn't exactly a great stadium in itself. It's just a big concrete pile.
Yeah. But it's in San Diego, which is cool.
Yeah. San Diego's pretty bad.
San Diego's
expensive out there.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is.
It's insane. I remember when we went down there for the Holiday Bowl, I sat there and I was like, you know, you're in high school. Even McDonald's was inflated. Like, dang, I'm paying $10 for a
Big Mac?
For a Big Mac around here? This is messed up.
Yes, you're in San Diego.
$9 hot dogs to the room. You're like, man, it's messed up.
But the weather is just always on point.
Oh, it's so beautiful. The beaches are great right
now. I'm a little, not mad, but I wish the Chargers were still in San Diego. My oldest brother, Jay, is now with the Chargers out in L.A.
Yeah.
But I wish it was still in San Diego because I love visiting that town.
Mm-hmm. I love that the Anchorman was filmed in San Diego.
San Diego. Wales, Virginia.
So, 12-team playoff, conference champions, and there a lot of people are going, well, do you think there's going to be another super conference that's going to be, or do you also think that, like, the Big 12 is going to fill up with more teams just so they can get that? Because now the conference championship is actually
meaningful.
Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Puts more weight on those conference championships. Right. And here's my another question. Where does Notre Dame fit in all this? Do they now go to
the
conference?
They already said they are. No, they said they're staying independent.
Wow.
Just because they're Notre Dame?
Yep.
Just because they're
the chancellor contract. Came out and said, no, we're staying independent.
Okay.
We're going to keep doing what we're doing. So they're going to stay independent and they're going to go.
So basically, if they
have to be in the top four to make it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which, I mean, there's a pathway in. So, yeah. So
they have to be in the top four. They have to get it by. It's the only way.
Yeah.
Because they're going to take conference championship. Because they might be able to play in the play-in.
Yeah, they could be they could do the play-in too.
They can do the play-in,
right?
But they said those are going to conference champion, so you know
it's harder.
Yeah,
but you know if you want to be all by yourself and be different,
yeah, but
not have to play for a championship, and then that's that. But that's the thing though is they don't have that, and you saw it. They beat Clemson without Lawrence. Lawrence came in there and stomped that ass,
mm-hmm.
And then they even gave him the in the playoffs.
Oh.
And they just got hammered.
Everything is changing, and it's like changing this year because they're talking about now paying the players like coming up in this like September.
That mangrove snapper that guy just released, I would not have let that mangrove snapper go. Those are the best eating snapper. Red snapper are good to eat, but mangrove snappers are freaking awesome. And this fat ass is just letting them go. What are you doing, guy? Look at those right there. You put that on the half shell. What are you doing?
We had the NFL Network on the television here in the studio, and Casey's like, nope, not watching it. Is there a fishing channel that we can watch?
Yeah.
So we have what CB say Notre Dame is ineligible for a bye in the new expanded playoffs.
Oh,
okay.
They are. Okay.
But they have to be in the top four.
Well, no, they got to be conference.
They got to be a conference champion.
The top four to get a bye.
Oh, so it's saying that they are ineligible. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So they'll have to do a play-in game.
They have a play-in game, period.
Off the record.
That's reason enough that I'd want to go, you know, go into the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go into the ACC, you know.
Man, I don't – it's definitely going to be – to me, it's going to be a lot more fun. But
it's going to be good, though, because you can get those one teams that are undefeated from a lower conference, and maybe they get hot and beat somebody, they get into the playoffs, you know what I mean? But it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's still
more college football.
It's more college football, more money for NCAA.
I can't wait. So is that this year? Is that happening this year or 2 more years?
2 more years.
Okay.
But
so don't get excited yet. Yeah, 2 more years of this bull.
but they're starting to pay players for images and
likeness.
I guess September, which is right around the corner.
Okay, so in my mind, that only really benefits the really big schools because they're able to pay players more.
Yeah. No, so now it doesn't matter though. So like even a smaller school, like they may have alumni says, "Hey, I'm going to pay you $10,000 to come sign these autographs real quick.
Yeah.
Here's your $10,000 check. Boom, boom, boom."
Speaking, I saw where Johnny Foosball.
Yeah, did you see him on that podcast?
He did a podcast, and he just came out and said that, I was down in Miami. A guy paid me $3,000 to go sign a bunch of jerseys, and then another guy paid me $30,000 to go sign a bunch of jerseys. And it's like,
are they going to take the Heisman away? No.
No, he told me, he's like, this was all after I won the Heisman.
It was his sophomore year that he said he was doing all this.
Yeah.
And he basically told, he said, in NCAA, you can...
You can kiss my ass. My whatever.
What did Reggie Bush do to lose his husband?
Correct.
Right now, well, they
same type of stuff.
Yeah. They gave his whole family a house. You know,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like a
he was the smart one. He wasn't getting paid. $30K.
Yeah.
He was getting paid $300
houses.
$600K.
My parents need a house. Okay.
But I mean, do you think it'll make a difference? Where these kids are going to go to school or the ones that are jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a good point.
What makes me mad is how what I think this should be this with this transfer portal. I think it needs to if a guy enters the transfer portal, you're gone. I don't like this crap. Oh, I'm going to come back out of the portal. I'm going to play back for Texas. That is so bull crap. Like, if I'm a teammate, that pisses me off. We talked about this last time, people jumping in and out. I want to transfer, and then now they're back. It's like...
You're either with us or you're against us.
Yeah, want to go transfer because you thought that someone would come pick you up, and now no team wants to give you a scholarship or pick your ass up. You want to come back to Texas, and now we're going to honor it. But now you look like a punk in the locker room to me.
Correct.
The way I look at you. I'm whooping your ass in practice.
Beat it, nerd.
Like, in practice, you're getting messed up. Like, you wanted to transfer, like, man.
There's no more loyalty.
On my team, that kid would, everybody would knock his ass. Oh, whoever it was. Who? What's the guy that came back? The linebacker or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, whoever he was. Oh, my God.
No, what would scare the heck out of me is to be a field goal kicker on Casey Stutter's football team.
Was y'all's kicker,
and
Casey?
And miss a 20-yarder for the game.
Yeah.
Pino.
Okay.
Pino, Bailey, and Mangum.
Was Tucker? Was he?
No, he was younger than me.
He was younger than you?
Yeah, I was already out of Texas.
Gotcha. The greatest field goal kicker of all time.
Yeah,
Justin Tucker.
He's amazing.
Westlake Chaparral.
Westlake. Dicker the Kicker.
Dicker the Kicker. Is he back this year?
Dicker the Kicker at Texas?
What?
The Kicker at Texas right now?
Yeah.
He's trash.
He's trash. Okay.
Okay.
He should be gone.
Okay.
And I think that's more of Casey just hating on him being a kicker in general.
No, that's not me being hating on him being a kicker in general. He's not good.
He misses
two field goals. He misses one a week.
One a game.
At least he's not that good of a kicker. And I don't know. Everyone liked him his freshman year. They like his name. They're like, blah, 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 Dicker the Kicker. But he ain't worth a crap. Because if I'm on the offensive side and you miss two field goals, that's 6 points.
Yeah.
Now I have to go score a touchdown in the fourth quarter instead of kicking a field goal to win.
And that's what scares me about that's being
what pisses,
a kicker.
But that's what pisses me off, though.
Yeah, I know.
Because it all matters.
One job.
We just went 16 plays. Now, we didn't punch in, but we need these 3 points.
What's an acceptable miss?
Think about it in the national championship game. We wouldn't have to go for two if Pino would have made his kick. I'm dead serious.
It's true.
Oh, I know.
We're only up three.
Oh,
we would have been up four.
Oh, I know.
Would have been up four. We could play a totally different defense and not that, and not be buttholes puckered the last couple seconds of the game.
Have you ever seen Casey so animated?
I love this.
I don't know, this is just
classic poke the bear. Just bring up kickers to Casey.
I always like it cracks me up because kickers always like you never saw him.
Right.
In practice. We would never see him until travel day. You're like,
Who's this guy?
Yeah, special.
Who's this tiny guy?
But that's just, that's my thing with him.
Just do your job.
Yeah. But I mean, and then.
Is there.
And then you're going to get the people that respond in, what happened to you when you missed that block? Why don't you do your job?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm like.
Probably couldn't handle a twist, Casey.
I can handle a twist. I just hope this new offensive line coach.
Coach Flood?
Coach Flood doesn't teach what the guys are telling me he's teaching.
Kyle Flood is the real deal.
Yeah, you think so. But when I was out there at practice, their guys were saying, I was like, well, y'all need to practice on your twist. Right. And I talked about this weeks ago, but he goes, well, how would you block it? He goes, would you open your inside foot? I said, never open your inside foot because that's the quickest way to the quarterback. He said, well, that's what Coach Flood's telling us to do. I said, don't ever do that. You got to cut that off, period. I said, I hope he's not coaching you that.
Did you meet him at all?
No, I haven't shook his hand yet.
No.
But I'll let him know. I'll ask about that.
There's no muffling case. He'll let him know.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's real talk, though. If two players come up to me mid-practice during one-on-ones, I say, y'all just need to work on your, and I was like, he goes, what's wrong? I was like, y'all keep ducking your head. I was like, yeah, we duck our head. I was like, you got to set back together. When you know it's down a distance, just twist your set back together. And then you got to feed them off like that. And he goes, he's teaching us to drop. He said we can drop our inside foot. I said, if you're a left or right guard and you drop your inside foot, that's right to the quarterback. You're screwed. You're done.
Right.
That's the dumbest thing ever. I said, no, you got to cut them off. No.
Do you think the style of offense with it being kind of a zone read or play action?
I played zone read my whole life.
Okay.
It's not that. If he's saying it on like a bootleg or something like that, I can see, let him go inside and you wrap him around, but the quarterback's outside of you, but not on regular protection when you're doing drop back, five-step protection. Like, no, don't ever drop your inside foot. It's the dumbest thing ever. So I don't know. I hope he's not teaching that.
Casey.
What else can we poke Casey about?
It's real, though. But I mean, that's serious.
It's real talk.
It's true.
Like, if they start doing that in the game, I'll lose my crap. I'll be done. Like, I'll go up there. I'll get on the regular news. Like, hire me just for pass protection. Just give me insurance, okay? Give me insurance.
Casey's doing it for the insurance.
Just give me insurance, and I'm good.
Don't even have to pay, Casey.
Don't have to pay me. Just put me on the insurance plan.
There you go. That's it.
I don't have to pay benefits. Insurance. Benefits. I'm good.
Throw it all into the 401k.
Period. That's all.
Give
I
me
need.
Some insurance, a couple bucks in the 401k.
That's all. Period. That's all.
And I'm
I
good
need.
To go.
You don't have to pay me anything.
How's the insurance plan at Whitfield's?
I'm lucky my wife's still working. What's wild is when you get off the NFL insurance, like, hey, you want to redo it? And we're like, all right, yeah, let's see what it is. $2,800 a month.
Oh,
yeah.
My
God.
Is that 5 years after you play?
Yeah. So
five,
when you, yeah. But the insurance
do you guys
plan
not
that
get,
we have,
right.
The one that I, like the Cadillac insurance, it would have been like $2,800 a month for my family. I was like, well, honey, I'm glad you got your business insurance.
Man. Yeah.
That's wild.
That's amazing.
That's high. No, that's a little high. But it's insuring a football player. No one wants to insure
a
football player.
That's the thing that kills me about that is that it's like, 5 years after you play, you're actually pretty good shape. You're not like, I mean, you're beat up. There's stuff.
Yeah.
But fast forward
10, 15 years,
that's when you need the Cadillac insurance.
I mean, look, Mongo, ALS, Mongo's messed up. My dad just had back surgery, both knees replaced. My uncle Les had his both hip replaced.
Right.
All the guys that played in the 70s and early 80s and all that time, they're messed up right now.
Yeah.
Right? And it's my dad and all his buddies, Lyle's dad.
Yeah.
They're all messed up.
It wasn't 5 years after they got out.
No, they're hammered. Yeah. My dad can't even swing a golf club. He can't hold a golf club with his knuckles. Because he's, beating people so much.
I'd see Earl, walking around Austin and, when he'd sign in autographs, I mean, he'd have to sit there because
Earl can't even take a can of chewing. He can't even dip his fingers in and put a chew in. He dips the top of the can, shovels it in his mouth, and puts it in snuff.
Really?
Can you imagine that? I know you two ain't experienced enough to do that. You two would be over here gagging like, I got COVID hanging back in my throat. You two would be like, oh. I mean, that
snuff gets everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. And he takes a slug, too. Because in college, we'd go in the
Skoll, brother.
Greatest commercial of all time.
Love it.
Skoll, brother.
We'd go into the freaking, when he would work out, we'd go in there and work out and we'd talk to him because, my dad, they play with him. So I got baby pictures with him. So, you go talk with him and blah, blah, blah. Like, you got some Copenhagen on you? I'm like, yes, sir. and you know, you give them the Copenhagen just fresh can, and you get it back, and there's maybe a dip left. But I'm serious. Like, he packs, like, he takes the biggest chews, and you're like, God damn.
Like, Earl. two a can, maybe?
Oh, that's great.
Two, yeah. Just three, just a little bit, you know.
Jamie Frazier, a can lasts him a week.
Does.
Little baby dips.
Baby dips.
Yeah, I was two little cans a day dips. Back when I was on it. But I haven't had any tobacco since January, so I'm happy about that.
I know. I'm proud of you.
That's yeah. Awesome.
All right. Hey, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Good morning, Austinites. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on 104.9 The Horn. Get up. What, how do you guys say it? What's y'all's your starter line, Jamie? Get them up. Like on the beginning of y'all show, good morning, Texans.
That's the curl.
Yeah, that's the curl.
Morning, Texas. Good morning, Texans.
Yeah.
And then I forget after that. I can't reproduce that. Oh, I was like, you guys were talking about Robin Williams.
Yeah.
That I miss him too. He was such a good guy, and he took over the shoes of Bob Hope over there for
the USO stuff.
Yeah, USO stuff.
Yeah.
He was awesome. He would stay there, go all over the place, meet everybody as much as he could. Did not carry politics over whether he's left or right. He was just really happy to see the troops, and he is dearly missed because he was a very good guy.
Awesome. Yeah.
Who are we talking about? Sorry.
I love
talking Robin Williams and doing the USO trips to entertain the troops.
Yeah.
Who else does? Gary Sinise is a big.
Kid Rock was one of the big ones. Yeah. He came out. He
Ralphie May used to tour a lot with y'all.
I didn't see
Ralphie May's that big fat comedian.
Yeah. I remember Ralphie.
Yeah, he passed away in like 16 or something like that.
And he brought Jesse James out, and they had.
He come out on a Harley or something?
No, he went out and we didn't see him because we weren't part. But they went up and Jesse James rebuilt, like, they monsterized a Humvee or something. And yeah. You're like, okay,
awesome,
yeah. But Kid Rock was over there all the time.
Yeah,
he was really.
You
really
just go out there and jam.
Yeah, just went around, met people. Just did not. I was in,
And they all have to wear the vest the whole time, right?
Not on stage, not on base, but they're when you're hauling around and back the helicopters, they always had the vest on.
Is it Toby Keith? He's a big military supporter.
Yeah, Toby is. Yeah.
See, this is when we need Ashley here because she's up to know on all things military.
Yeah.
Well, you too, Jamie Frazier.
Where's the Ash? Where's she? Where did she go?
I'm not sure where she's at this week.
That's good.
She's always out there doing good though.
That's true.
We miss her. Yeah. Look forward to having her in studio at some point.
Mm-hmm. But it's just that season. Like, spring is the season when
all the
different charity stuff's
going
on.
Golf tournaments, yeah. Everything. Yeah.
It's all right the fundraising now. It's the good weather, you know.
It's right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's event season in Austin again.
It is.
I mean, it's every night there's something going on, different
what
events,
the heck
charities.
Downtown? I just heard.
Yeah, there was a shooting last night down on
13
on 36th Street.
Looked
like Cheers Shot Bar right around that area.
Wow.
Thank God the guy couldn't shoot worth the crap.
Man.
Bad shot. But so there's, bad. You know, 13 people affected. There's 11 people in the hospital right now.
Good thing we're defunding the police.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go down that route, yeah. but no.
But we do have, we can all have concealed carry, so you hang out. If you want to do that crap around me and my friends.
We will shoot back.
And you don't even have to have a permit anymore, correct?
September 1st when that goes into effect. Yeah. And you're correct. You can open carry or concealed carry. That's what the constitutional carry
okay.
is. Yeah.
Yep.
That's why everybody's like, oh, people from Texas are so nice. Yeah, because we're packing.
Yeah, because we all have pistols on us. I got a backpack with a with a 300 blackout in it. That's a pistol. With a 225. Yeah.
Wow.
You got to have that. It's a pistol.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Yeah.
And did I hear correctly that ammo is just through the roof expensive?
Yeah, big plant in Australia, no, in Canada or China. One big plant in somewhere blew up. And then what they can't do is it's materials. It's the It's the caps, the firing caps.
Right. That's like everyone was saying, well, I'll just start reloading. Well, that's great. You can't. You won't get supplies.
You don't get caps. Yeah. You can't get caps. That's the thing is they can't get enough caps. It's not.
Yeah, I've got a feeling if somebody tried to step to the Fraser residence over in East Austin, that wouldn't be a pretty sight.
Well, this is the reason why the Japanese never invaded the U.S. A lot of it is because they knew how many firearms Americans had.
Correct.
And they knew they would get picked off here and there by, you know, they just lose numbers.
Sure weren't coming down to Texas, I can promise you that.
Nobody wants to fight a guerrilla war. That's a guerrilla war. Yeah. That's horrible. It's a tough war.
It's a tough war. And that's just my history on reading up on some of the, you know, the reason why they never came and tried to is because it's in every other country, like, you can't have guns like we can, you know?
America. Yeah.
It's awesome. Damn right. I love it.
Well-armed society is a very polite society, in my opinion. Yes, true. So, Casey, when's the next time we're going to go fishing? Let's get a boat, go out to the...
I'd like to do this.
I would love to do this. Let's get
should we go down
together.
To the Bisbee?
Okay. Let's go.
That's a little aggressive.
Well,
but I'd love to do it.
I'll be on a boat
point.
In Bisbee. I already got
not,
my team.
Not just a boat.
I already got my team.
Casey's on the yacht down there.
Already on my team in Bisbee. All right, we're going to win
that. Can I come and, like,
year.
You know, like, carry your bait or something? I just want to be
what is
it.
That? What's that cost?
There's already people for that.
There's already people.
The boat's already baited up, baby, when you get on.
What kind of bobbers do you guys use?
No bobbers.
What kind of worms would you use?
I buy about, I don't know, $2,000 worth of lures I bring down there every year.
Wow.
But they're different colors than what they use down there. But the last two times I put my colors on, we started raising marlin. So it's because it's way different color. They use darker colors because they're out there on the Pacific.
Oh.
Or, yeah, is that the Pacific? Yes. Pacific's east, west coast, right?
West coast,
yes. Yeah. And, you know, down there in the tropical areas, Florida and everything down there, you know, they use bright colors like pinks and all that.
Neons.
So, yeah, in Australia, they use a lot of that stuff. But they don't use a lot of that in Cabo.
What did the winner win? How much?
No one won last year.
No one won last year.
So 60 or 75% of the boats put back in. So there's two pots next year. So for 75% of us that put our money back in, that whole pot, so we're fishing for two pots this coming up year. The Bisbee, the $4.2 million, mm-hmm. and then the extra like 3.5 or whatever.
Wow.
3.6 or whatever.
I mean, assuming that's good, if you're entering now, are you eligible to win both?
No. Only the teams that participated last year, because there's no weight fish. So no one won any of the money last year. No money was given out last year. So it's either you can get 80% of your money back or
push it.
Yeah. And everyone's like,
and you guys are pushing?
Everybody.
Yeah.
80%,
hell yeah.
75% push. You got to push. So next year we're going for like $6 million.
Woo!
That's a big fish.
Yeah, so like, yeah, there's one out there.
There's one.
You need to eat. That boy needs to eat.
Why do
y'all see me on a week long tequila drink?
Yeah. Casey's not on a little dinghy.
I don't think Casey will see Casey for a very long time if he wins.
We may have seen the last of the big ugly tailgate if Casey wins that pot.
I mean, I ain't getting that pot, but I'm gonna have a good time.
Might be able to
help
spin that brick and mortar Whitfield's.
I'm gonna help spin that pot, but I don't get
Whitfield's
the pot.
Barbecue Cabo.
There you go,
Cabo style.
It's gonna be called. It's gonna be a tiki bar where we do barbecue, but I'm gonna have a fishing charter on top of that. So you take your fishing charter out, go catch fish, boom, pull up to the dock, walk right into the restaurant. I cook your fish for you, and you drink badass margaritas and tequila. And
have you been going down to the coast at all?
I haven't. I've been working my ass off of, but you know, Groundhog's Day type stuff around here. Nothing really. You know, I need to. I think this July, shut down for a week and go take the kid down
fish for some reds.
Yeah, but the cool thing is you can rent a freaking RV for like $2,000 a week. That's good.
Let's do that, Jamie. Let's get an
like
RV.
8 days, $2,000.
Teach me a few things about fishing.
Yeah. Get an RV, get a boat down there.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I'm in. Let's put it on the map.
The Colonel will go.
But I do have a badass.
Absolutely.
We can go down to South Padre. There's a little bit better fishing. And
there's my buddy has two rent houses that are right on the water where he just picks up in the boat, and they have a pool. I think that's the way to go.
Okay.
And then
Can we bring Big O too?
Oh yeah,
Big O. We're gonna have to get two boats. Casey and Big O, because you can't go fat on one boat.
We're gonna have to have Casey on one side of the boat and the Big O on the other side.
See, it can be me, Big O, and one other person, the captain.
Yes,
but it can't be. We can't be tripled up. We can't
seats
be four.
Taken.
Yeah,
yeah, we're not making that trip.
Because you can go four, you can go three with us, or you can go four without us. Per people on the boat. That's basically how that works. And you can never sit fat. Like, you can't put me and Lyle and Big O next to each other. You got to put a skinny in there somewhere.
It's like
Big O, Skinny Johnny, Lyle, Colonel Flowers, and then me.
Okay.
You can't go fat like when you're sitting.
My text is blown up. We got people wanting to buy fishing boats now.
Hey, we can put a team together. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah, let's go, Jackie.
Because if anybody wants to put a fishing team together, we can get some. I can get some badass sponsors.
The Big Ugly Fishermen.
But we put a fishing team together and go enter all these tournaments on the Texas.
Did you see who won the college bass championship? By the way, the national champions out of Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, really?
TCU won it?
We won it.
That's good.
We may not be able to play baseball.
I tell you, that's getting big, college fishing.
College fishing?
Well, yeah. You know, remember we talked about this a while back, and I said, you know, Texas doesn't have a fishing team. A&M, LSU, all of them have it. TCU just won a national championship with it.
Damn right.
I said, bring in Brian Big B Robin, because he's on the circuit, you know, big bass fisherman. Yeah, yeah. Have him coach these kids up. Yeah. Have he coach those kids up and me be the ambassador of barbecue. Now
or
we got our barbecue
team.
You
be the inspirational speaker of the team.
Yes.
I'm your motivational speaker.
Casey living in a van down by the river.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love this. What do you say? Read that one, Johnny.
Japanese admiral is claimed by some to have said, you cannot invade the mainland United States. There would be a rifle behind every blade of grass.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Big, man. Ugly, fat fishing. Ooh, the buff. I like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
There you go.
Fat fishing. I like that.
Casey Lyle, fishing. Big O, Casey Hampton, Sean Rogers. That'd be a good fishing team.
That would sink a
That would sink.
You need a 90-foot hatter to pull our fat asses out
why,
there.
Why is there an aircraft carrier out here?
Yes. Yeah.
Why does that boat shift so much every time that guy walks over there? Like, yeah. Sean Rogers and Casey Hampton.
Ugh.
I wish one day I could have a podcast and just do some and like tell real
you
stories.
You should. Or you can go on Jamie Fraser's podcast.
You
He's can. Got one.
You're always invited.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, anytime.
Where do you guys do it? Down at Cheezos?
Cheezos.
How many
the
viewers?
The store, where's that?
How
store?
Many listeners do you have?
I think two, the last count. I got to call them back up to see if they're still listening.
Okay, awesome. Well, I think we've got a bunch of people texting us today.
No, but Sean Rogers and Casey Hampton, like, they're two huge human beings.
Bro.
Like, Sean Rogers, the first time I met Sean and Casey, they poured vodka down my throat. And then they slapped me across my chest with their heaviest hands in the world. I can still feel it. Like, I can still feel the heaviness.
Sean played at La Porte. Is that correct? I think so. Because I remember when I was playing high school football, we did not want to play those guys because Sean Rogers looked like the biggest human being I'd ever seen.
He's so big. So we're at a – this is my – first year, second year in the league, and it's really when the first time I really met Sean Rogers, you know. Yeah. I met Casey because I wore his jersey, and he told me, he's like, oh, you punk-ass white boy. Play offensive line. Get out of here. And I was like, all right. And then and that was like my first year starting, and then later that year he came to a game at the end of the season, and he tapped me and goes, stud. You know, and he gave me like a
dapped you up.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my God.
Made it.
I was like, I'm not gonna die. But no, like, but first time I met Sean Rogers, we had a celebrity basketball tournament, and he flat footed 360 slammed it at 350 pounds.
Stop!
I'm not lying.
I'm just saying that's an athlete crazy. Right there.
That's nuts.
I'll tell you what, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to wrap up the Big Ugly Tailgate.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Our men's track and field team ties for six in NCAA outdoor championships.
Got the Super Regional today in Austin.
You got the Super Regional today in Austin. Longhorns have USF, Southern Florida coming in town, the Bulls or whatever.
Yep.
You know, they do the same freaking, they do like their hook 'em horns and all that. You know, they
oh, gotcha.
It's like, come on, guys. Get something.
Be original.
Come on now.
What time? The game kicks off at
8 o'clock.
8 p.m.?
8 p.m. here.
And don't forget about Austin FC's game today against Columbus, 2 p.m. You can watch on the C-Dub, or you can watch on the Austin FC app.
Absolutely.
Which is fantastic.
Texas getting, they're getting some good, like, you know, push, but, you know, you start seeing all these articles coming out about, you know, not developing players and blah, blah, blah. You know, hurting recruiting and everything, and it's kind of like, I don't know. I didn't.
Well, I did see the kid from South Lake Carroll that's going up to Ohio State.
Yeah,
Quinn Ewers, is that his name?
Is he there? Or is he going to?
No, he's going to Ohio State.
But
he came out a couple weeks ago and was talking about how, you know, the reason he didn't go to UT is because UT isn't. You know, isn't winning national championships. Yeah,
that's true.
Which is true.
Yeah.
But don't you kind of want the kid that wants to change that? Isn't that the type of player that you want to have here in Austin?
Absolutely.
I feel like that's kind of what the mentality was y'all's guys' age and why VY and you and all these other guys, Ramontz Taylor, all of them came here to change that perception and to change that look.
Yeah, no, that's the truth. And, you know, And that's the weird thing about it, but you know they're not think. I feel like the kids aren't thinking. They're thinking straight up NFL.
Yep.
They don't care about. They're just thinking. They don't care about the schools anymore. I think it's just straight up NFL. And so
you're saying they're not coming here because they don't think they'll get to the NFL.
Yeah, because of development.
Gotcha.
And you know, I think Sark understands that. I think he's mindful of that and knows you have to make players better and you can't get consistent and blah 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 and all that. So I don't think that's going to happen, but he has to be a good coach.
Yeah.
You know, and he has to have hired good coaches that know how to coach kids and put them in the right position to win.
Correct.
You know, regardless, like don't try to change somebody that's try to make him better at it, but put him in a position that's not going to hinder that choice. You know what I mean? Don't put him in a position that he really sucks at, say, one-on-one. Don't put this guy in one-on-one all day if he sucks at one-on-one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That type of stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but I just, you know, players got to get better too, you know? And I understand coaches are coaching you and stuff like that. And
got to be coachable.
You got to be coachable.
But so. I just feel like, you know, this is one of the very – you know, past, you know, call it since Mac really left.
Yeah.
The caliber of assistant coaches that are coming through, that are in Austin right now.
Oh, ridiculous.
It's incredible. We've never had, Texas has never had coaches who have national championship experiences and are walking around with big old rings on their fingers.
Yeah, but it's from Alabama.
True. But.
So that's the only thing that, you know, it's like that whole, for me, it's like I have to see what happens because it's like that whole thing where, everyone knew Urban Meyer was calling the plays, not Tom Herman.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, that's that, you know, so you don't, but Alabama's so good. Can you, that's me. So Alabama's already a machine, well-oiled machine in there, bang, 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 bang. Player goes down, you don't even hear about him anymore because the next player comes in, they don't miss a beat.
Correct.
They're a well-oiled machine. These kids are willing to wait their 2 years and then go play.
Well, because they're sitting and in practice, they're playing against the top talent.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're sitting and learning about it. And yeah, I mean, if you want to get to that next level, you know, you got a better shot of doing that as a backup at Alabama than you do as a starter at SMU. Yeah.
So it's, you know, one of those things where, you know, that's a well-oiled machine. So when you get a coach that comes into there, you know, you have all this talent around you. It's a little easier to coach.
Correct.
So now you're coming down to Texas. You still have a lot of talent around you, but you got to put it together. Something that's the machine's not there. You got to build the machine.
Correct. And once you get that going, I mean, that's why Alabama's so great is because they've been running the same system for how long has Saban been there?
12
years.
The system's going, and he's winning championships. So he's going to get his players.
Correct.
He's going to get those badass old O&D linemen. That's his heart.
Yeah.
And Texas needs to get some guys that, you know, we got offensive linemen.
Need some junkyard dogs.
Yeah, need someone that wants to slap somebody. You know? But
and make sure Johnny's on the button over there.
Yeah.
Good catch there, Casey. Good work. You're on it this morning.
But, yeah, y'all need a – You know, we got the game tonight. Come by Whitfield's, get all your brisket.
Yeah, what do you got on the menu for today?
We got brisket. You know, we got the pulled pork, turkey, plenty of turkey. Turkey's been going crazy lately.
Do you smoke them?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We cook everything in house.
Sides?
Chicken. We got all our sides, potato salad, beans, coleslaw, all that good stuff.
Banana pudding.
Cobblers, banana pudding. Woo. You know, on the sausages, still can't get down there and get my boudin yet, but I got a I'm making a new one. I'm making one.
You do your own boudin?
Huh?
Your own boudin? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. We usually have boudin. I have a guy that makes it for me, but it's like 4 hours away.
Okay.
So it's been kind of complicated. They don't deliver or nothing like that. So
you're not trying to drive 4 hours to get it?
No. Not on a day off.
See, this is where you need an intern.
Yeah.
Do they have interns? Do you have interns at barbecue spots?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't think so. But if you're willing to be an intern, come on.
Come on down. let those guys sit at the pits all night.
I got a question before we cancel the show's almost over. But I think the new defensive coordinator, if you see Coach K, like the way he was at Washington, he had great defenses, and you can't deny that. And they're hard-hitting defenses.
And
they're sound.
He put players from Washington in the NFL. He's got a bunch of players.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, he has and back-end players as well. So he knows how to recruit. And
He is intense. He is. That's the way I would describe Pete Kukowski, is intense. Yeah. And he's going to get a lot out of those guys. I'm really excited to see his style of defense here in Austin. He's going to be incredible.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm
see you guys win some ball games. Yeah. Tired of TCU winning all the games here in Texas. Actually, I'm not. I'm excited. Speaking of consistency, Gary Patterson, he's been there for almost 20 years. He's got a statue outside. That's got to be weird. To drive to work and see a statue of yourself.
Who has a statue?
Gary Patterson at TCU.
At TCU?
Yeah.
Nah, that's cool. Yeah, it's got to be kind of.
And I know, I mean, Saban has one at Alabama. If you win a national championship, you get a statue. If you're a coach, you get a statue.
At TCU?
No, at Alabama.
Yeah, so they've got like nine statues of himself up there?
No, it's one statue.
That has this.
And with the different years and all that. It's like this little circular deal right in front of the stadium. So there's one at Bear Bryant. He's up there. Gene Stallings has one. It's kind of
Nick cool. Saban's like, I want to be taller than everybody.
Yes, and he ain't.
And he ain't.
Looking like Floyd Mayweather. Tiny.
Yeah. No, I think the defense will be solid. It's just these players gotta buy in. They got, you know, and if what the coaches are coaching, you know, you've seen it work. You know, you got to, you know.
Gideon's back.
Yeah, and he understands Texas. He understands all that. He's a good dude. Blake's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's
going to be a great coach.
Yeah. So, it's different, though. Like, now that he's an actual coach, he doesn't really have time to BS. You know, he's on it now. So.
Correct.
It's good to see him in that role.
Got Jeff Banks is bringing him in. He's going to coach him up on special teams. Mm-hmm. Banksy is a hell of a recruiter.
What we need, but we need to get some junkyard dogs in here instead of these soft BS. But anyways, hey, y'all come down to Whitfield's, call Johnny for some houses, and we'll see you next week on more Big Ugly Tailgate.
Adios.